T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, I think the organization, all the way up, thought this was the best decision for us, and I'm definitely going to back that. And, I think having Charlie come in here, somebody that's, of course, born in 08 and been in the game for a long time, I don't think anybody else in baseball or in this world loves hitting more than Charlie. I think, that's a guy that always has fun and enjoys the game and wants you to work hard. And, I think he's been very simple with his message and what he wants us to do. So I'm looking forward to, getting in there and talking to him.
All right, that's Bryce talking about good old Charlie. Charlie Manuel, the hitting coach for the Phillies.
Still is a little strange.
It doesn't roll off the tongue like manager, right? This segment brought to you by the FCC. Ike, do you watch your free TV with an antenna? Are some of your local channels missing? Well, you can find them again by rescanning your TV using the remote. Not sure how? Learn more. FCC.gov/TV rescan.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Of all the things I thought that could happen with the Phillies, Jim Salisbury was right, by the way. Like, when he was saying that something was going to happen, I never thought that Charlie Manuel was going to be even involved in any of these things. But I still think that, and we'll get to the text line in a second, I still think that that the Phillies are, listen, this could get really messy. It could get really messy, and really, it could turn into a total circus. Mm-hmm. And I guess, if Matt Klentak feels one way and the ownership feels another way, that's not good news for Matt Klentak. I'll just say that. I'd say Matt Klentak's job doesn't look as secure as it maybe it did 3-4 weeks ago.
There certainly has to be some questioning going on down there as far as what are you going to do moving forward? Because here's one thing, if Matt Klentak could, his job could be safe if he's willing to make changes. If he's still selling it to the owner that we're headed down the right path and he's going to double down on what they've been doing, then I don't know.
Oh, it's the fastest turnaround, right? in history.
I don't know. If I'm John Middleton, I'm not buying that, because he's going to see the reaction of his fan base.
I the other thing about it is, and it's not something that obviously comes natural to Klentak, every time he opens his mouth, he seems to piss everybody off.
Right.
At least in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they have a feel for what the fan base is feeling, and you have to sort of, listen, it's not easy to navigate through trying to give some truth and be transparent with your fan base,
sure.
But also you're protecting your organization. You're protecting what's going on behind closed doors, as you should. You got to be seasoned and cagey to be able to do that and satisfy both sides.
Mm-hmm.
With them, and particularly with Matt Klentak, we know you're an intelligent guy. We know you're a smart guy. You don't always have to come off like you're a smart guy.
Right.
Like we're overreacting and we don't understand what's going on.
We know you
don't.
And
we need to settle down. Like, it just doesn't jive with the fan base. You're never going to endear yourself.
It's not a good fit.
And maybe they don't care. Maybe he doesn't care.
I think that's part of it.
Right? Like,
I think that's part of it. I just also,
isn't that the Brian Colangelo feel?
Like,
where you almost feel like he thinks he's Mr. Basketball and he knows,
honestly,
everything.
Honestly, more than anything with Klentak, I think his intentions are good.
Right.
And he's just not.
You got to be flexible, John.
He's not very skilled at speaking to the media. He's mm-hmm. not very savvy at speaking to the media. You could have very easily handled the trade deadline questions. Right. Very easily. Just BS them. BS them. I mean, they're just...
What most GMs do.
Exactly. And we complain about that, but you know what? That's the reason why you do it. He was trying to be honest in saying the things that he said, but you know what? It blew up in his face.
Yeah.
Let's go to the text line brought to you by the Casino Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all preseason pro football and regular season futures at the Casino Delaware Park Sportsbook. Online, DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play the text line. Mm, 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 mm.
I love Charlie, and I'm glad he's here, but I think this is the same line of hiring as Bryce in the offseason. It's to appease the fans for a little bit of time, and hopefully take some eyes off of Gabe. They knew the fans would love this move. Carlos in Levittown.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
This is such a Flyers kind of move. I feel sick. Jim in Glassboro.
Flyers kind of move there, Ike. Bringing in somebody, one of the old guys.
Yeah. I could see where he would get that, but this is an old guy who everybody loves.
Has won since 1975?
Yeah. Oh, Jack, come on, man.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. And by the way, you know, Fred Shiro, if they could bring him back to coach the Flyers, I'm sure they would have by now.
They would have tried.
Yeah.
Is Andy McPhail really just Colangelo, except it's baseball? He hurts more than he helps, and reputation got him everything? Bob in Fishtown.
I don't even know if he hurts, because I don't know what he's doing. If Matt Klentak is...
Yeah, we don't know how much... Yeah.
If he's the everyday guy, and he's the one pushing the buttons, then what is...
Doesn't he run this stuff by McPhail? No? Who's advising Matt?
Here's where I think McPhail earned his money today. He had to tell Klentak they were hiring Charlie Manuel as the hitting coach.
Right.
He was the messenger. He said, oh, by the way, John Middleton and I talked. Yeah, we're going to hire Charlie Manuel. I think that's what Andy did this month.
All right, I got it. Middleton called Charlie and said, I need you in that dugout for the rest of the year until you figure out what needs to be fixed. Kapler, the GM and the president, they won't tell me anything. Jason in the Northeast.
I think a lot of people see through what this is, but you know what? Here's the thing. Like, it might actually work. Charlie might actually come in and get results from this offense.
Yeah. I was excited.
Not as optimistic about it now.
Not anymore, no.
Here are a list of other things that Marks finds fun. Traffic, getting his teeth pulled, a baby crying on a plane, listening to Beth Mowins call a football game, etc., etc., etc. Tom in Pensauken.
Yeah, because I didn't when I had said this is fun with Charlie, I didn't realize that you would turn heel on Klentak.
Exactly.
It was post press conference. I'm like, what do you mean? This is fun. Charlie's back, right? Like, I get it. It's fun. You're like, well, it's fun. What's fun about this?
No, my favorite line was, do it look like I'm having fun?
You were not at that time.
No, I was irritated.
See, I was judging pre-press conference Ike rather than post-press conference Ike. All right, a couple phone calls real quick. Jonathan in Plymouth Meeting. John, how are you? Hello, John. Hello? We got you, buddy.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool. Hey, guys. Well, my dad's a long-time listener. I'm pretty new to it.
Cool, man. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, I just want to say on the season we won about 5 out of 10 games. I think Charlie can make the change to 6, sometimes 7 out of 10. I don't think it's too far out of sight.
So he can make a difference. I don't know how much.
I'm gonna need Skip to pump me up tomorrow when he speaks.
See that, and we'll
right now I ain't feeling it.
And we'll talk about it tomorrow, leading into it. I hope the press conference is during our show. We're live at the ballpark tomorrow. Cole Hamels against Aaron Nola, by the way, tomorrow night down at Citizens Bank Park.
That ought to be good.
But I want to hear. They're gonna ask Charlie Manuel. Charlie, are you not interested in being involved in the game anymore? Are you just this is just the rest of the year? The only thing you want to do the last 7 weeks,
right?
Because I don't think he's going to answer, oh, yeah, no, I don't want to do this anymore on an everyday. I don't think you're going to get that answer. I don't think he's going to say he wants Gabe Kapler's job, but mm-hmm. I would think the tone of it's going to be, hey, that's not something we even talked about.
Yeah, and it's probably smart of the Phillies to not make Skip available today. That way they get an opportunity to talk to him and sort of prep him for the questions that are going to be coming because, quite frankly, at some point the narrative of that press conference will be, do you want to be the manager of the Phillies?
Yep.
If the opportunity presents itself.
Oh, but that's what everybody, that's the elephant in the room.
Yes.
Are you back for good or are you back just for the rest of this year?
Right.
And he's not going to say he's coming back to take Gabe Kapler's job, but you'll get an idea whether or not this is just 7 weeks and then he's going back to his front office role. Or maybe he's interested in something a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dominic, make it snappy, brother. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
What's up, Dominic?
This team, they need a culture change. I don't know if Charlie Manuel is going to be able to do it, but they're probably the softest team in baseball. I mean, and dating back to last year when they're just in total free fall playing Fortnite in the dugout to, you know, just the other night where There's no one left in the bullpen, and Zach Eflin has to go to the manager, tell him he in extra innings, tell him he has to come out of the game. I mean,
yep.
This is the softest thing I've ever heard. In 2011, I remember Roy Halladay pitching with a torn groin muscle, going 8 innings, 120-some-odd pitches. I mean, they need a culture change. It's just horrible. They're unwatchable anymore.
Thanks, Dominic. Appreciate it. Joe Giulio's coming up next, leading off, and then you actually do have a game tonight that we haven't talked much about, Phils and Cubs.
We do?
Yeah. Yeah, they will not have a hitting coach on the bench, though, tonight, as Charlie will not be there in time. But tomorrow...
Can we expect runs tonight or not? Should we? No, no hitting coach.
I'm expecting this game to be over about midnight because there's going to be a couple weather delays, man.
Good point by you.
I mean, Bruce the Weatherman said there's going to be strong storms. I heard the same thing, but we'll see how it plays out tonight. Giulio's coming up next then, the game. Jack, Jerome Taylor, Romy, thank you very much. We're back tomorrow with Charlie Manuel being introduced as the Phillies hitting coach. How you like them apples? See ya.
And that's the message. The message is we are not going to sit on our hands.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.